HXS, K4BWA.
K4HX.
Patrick, how are you doing this morning? Did I call your call sign? I thought I was calling Dave, KB2HXS.
You may have. I'm Mammoth Hurgis. Had to radio up a little bit. I thought you called me, but if I'm not, I'm sorry.
No, it ain't no issue at all. If he can hear us, he better jump in there. He's supposed to be on his way up to my place to pick something up. You out there, Dave? He is not. So I have a very, very succinct, very specific question for you, Patrick.
Pat.
How's your backstroke? I'm afraid you're going to need it today.
My weather app, it says around 10 o'clock it's supposed to stop, but then you talk to other people, they say no, it's supposed to go on all day, so I don't know. It'll be what it's going to be.
See what AccuWeather says. And by the way, when we look at AccuWeather or any of the other weather prognosticating sites, we always remember that being a weatherman is the only job in the world where you can be wrong 50% of the time and still get a pay raise. And by the way, according to AccuWeather, the spigot is supposed to be turned off at noon today. It goes from 83% at noon to 24% at 1 o'clock. So, anyhow, I'm ready for it to ease up.
If you didn't call me, here comes Peter Cottontail. I can accept that. Are you home, Steve, or what?
I'm here in the building.
Okay. Go ahead, Patrick.
You two up to today?
Problem down at my building, and Dave is going to take care of it for me. And I got a can of Freon up here just in case he needs Freon to put into the system. I got a big cylinder of Freon. So anyhow, he's coming by, swinging by to pick that up. And I appreciate it, Dave, especially on a day like this.
We'll see what's going on before I got to add anything. I just, you know, I don't foresee the reason to buy any R22 anymore. But, yeah, that's no problem. Hopefully it's something simple. I have another repair after this afternoon. I got to change out a control board. So, yeah, I got a couple things I got to do, and then I got to get back home for band practice. Patrick?
Seen several accidents out here on White Hampton.
Not surprised. But you know what? The roads really shouldn't be all that slick. We've had so much rain recently, there hadn't been a chance for any oil accumulation to really, you know, make things slick when it gets wet. So, well, anyhow, Dave, let me just give you this. They installed a 12 by warehouse in Suite 9, and the first thing you ought to do is go back there and make sure that the power is on. I didn't even think about that yesterday, and I'm hoping that you're going to walk in there, turn on a breaker, and it's going to work.
Oh, is this the flower shop?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I hope they didn't cut any lines or... Oy vey. Okay.
Well, hey, listen, if you can attribute the problem to the cooler, then they're going to pay the bill. I mean, I'll pay you. Don't worry about that, but they will reimburse me for repair of damages, I can guarantee you.
All right, let's talk about it when I get to the house. We're treading on a gray area here.
Yeah. You're right. So anyhow, I'm hoping you're going to just walk in and turn on a breaker. All right, well, listen, you come on up here, bud. I've got to run on inside the building. I'm sitting in my little vehicle. Patrick, just just don't catch any of them in your tire treads out there today. Don't run over anybody. I know they'll be doing stupid stuff. So I'm going to drop out of here. KN4VWA, y'all can carry on if you wish. I'm clear.
See, Steve, and 73 is Dave. I'm pulled into my next stop, so I'm going to hop out. Y'all be safe out there, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, no problem. All right, Steve, I'm on my way. Patrick, I don't think it's an oil issue on the road. I think it's more of a hydroplaning issue because there's a lot of people out here that run, they don't run real good tires. But, yeah, no, it's hydroplane. All right, have a good morning. Make some money, blah, blah, blah. KB2HXS, listening out. I'll be on here for a few minutes.